Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 81st episode of the Nata PR School podcast. PR and marketing laws. Rule number 20, candor. I really like this rule. It's a very interesting one. And I can't believe it's my 81st podcast that I'm recording today. So I hope you're having a good day and let's dive in this very interesting law, as interesting for PR as it is for marketing. Why? Because nothing affects humans more than sincerity and candor. Candor, right? The truth, actually, when humans decide to tell their truth. So what are we to think of people who talk about their mistakes or admit, for example, that they've never gotten their driver's license, they never were able to pass it, because they have no sense of direction, or they can't tell north from south, or maybe you're like me, you can't tell left from right. I know, it's crazy, but that even today, I still confuse my left from my right. Well, it's exactly what we're talking about, this law of our candor, putting the less glamorous aspect of your product out in front, forward, telling people why your product is, as let's say, a bad aspect or a bad taste, right? And in North America, we probably think right away about Listerine. Listerine in English, I'm not sure. Listerine mouthwash, a brand that really was using this for years. They finally changed their ad campaigns. But there's also a cough syrup, Buckley, that's been around forever that still play that game of telling people that they taste really bad. So I've put the link under this episode so you can go on their website and they still play that game. So they admit that the taste of their cough syrup is really bad. And what happens is that consumers assume it's effective, right? If it tastes so bad, it must be good for me, right? It must work. That's interesting. So when a brand owns up that having a downside, consumers immediately accept it as a truth. Huh? So know that, be aware of that. It can be highly lucrative in PR, even in marketing, of course, but let's think about a CEO and who's really ready to speak right away about some mistakes that the company have done. But if he is telling the truth and he's telling and giving example or solutions on how they're going to be solving the problem, people are really relate to that. So when someone admits, yes, it's a mistake, this is a mistake we have done, it's really powerful. And we also see this when people talk about other sides of their lives. I don't know if it's the same thing in the countries where you're listening from, but for the past few years, mental health issues have been really out there. Many companies are even sponsoring or helping cause to promote health issues. So obviously these stories are not really positive, right? So honesty gets human beings right in the heart. It really touches us. This is why it's extremely powerful. And you have to be careful with this law of candor, because announcing something that's less than stellar will leave a mark in your consumer's brain for years. And it will take a long time if you decide to, let's say, change the taste of your product or you found something more performant and now all of a sudden your your products taste good. So if you want to change your whole angle of promoting your product, it might take a long time. So this very powerful law of candor applies to human beings as well. Huh? If you think of, let's say, one of your employees, or if you've worked in a company, I'm sure you've heard, you might think of someone right away if I give you this example. Let's say a coworker decides to tell his coworkers that they drink too much. That they have a problem with alcohol. They probably, those poor people, won't be able to shake the, let's say, heavy drinker label for a very long time. We also have to be very careful because I guess us women, we retain the negative aspects more easily than the positive ones. It's maybe something that's the way our brain is engineered. I'm thinking that maybe, you know, it's a survival thing. So we are a strike and we remember more the negative aspects more than the positive ones. So be careful with that. If you decide to use it to promote something or a product, so it's going to be same thing with humans. So we remember the negative aspects of what they tell us or what we see. And I remember hearing a young singer, and she was announcing that to the audience that she was extremely nervous because it was her very first time on such a big stage. And I remember feeling, I was in the audience, and there was this huge wave of sympathy that really spread across the whole the whole hall. So the crowd was really touched by the fact that she was telling us, sharing something with us that was so intimate, and they were ready to accept, you know, anything, all the hesitations and the mistakes from this young singer. This is why sometimes, especially if you are you're young in your career, it's the first time you're doing something. And I tell that to my young employees. Tell anyone that you are learning, that you are just at the beginning of this new job, and that you need help. And you will be sometimes extremely surprised. Let's say you're looking for someone, I don't know, in a magazine, a newspaper. You can tell them, well, I'm new and I'm not sure this subject or this product is for you, but maybe you can point me to one of your colleagues who might be interested in my product. Thank you for helping me. And you would be very amazed. You will not have answers all the time, but very often people want to help. We want to help our neighbor. And this is another human aspect. So this is why the law of candor can be super powerful. So can it be that, you know, the famous positive thinking, it's such a huge trend. It's been a trend for so many years. Do we overestimate this power since negative can be so strong? But obviously, if you live with a black cloud, as I'd like to say, or of negative thoughts over your head all the time, this could really be bad and really ruin even your health sometimes. And I remember reading an article about many founders, entrepreneurs, and they were asking, so what's the one mistake? Or there was a rank of maybe 10 mistakes that they would never repeat. And number one mistake, the number one was, I would not hire again a negative person in my team. So, wow, that's the other side of the law of candor. If it's too negative, be careful. And I think this law, though, is really fascinating and important to know that it exists, because it really confirms for me that being honest is extremely powerful, especially when we're ready to put our weaknesses out there, right? So voila. I hope this episode was a nice little break in your day, and that it inspires you in what you're doing in your business. And if you have any things you want to share, you know to find me. And I hope you like this episode and you will be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.